I'm Matt Wilson, and this is Playdate from WBGO, The Jazz Source. Playdate features rare music from the WBGO archive of live recordings from the 1980s and 90s. In the middle of today's lineup, there's a mashup of field recordings from the 1998 International Festival Jazz Plaza in Havana, Cuba. Also, music from the host of Jazz Set, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Branford Marsalis, Larry Coryell with a guitar ballad, and the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band. With more on the web at wbgo.org/playdate. Tweet us at PlaydateWBGO and dig our scene. From 1998, bassist Dave Holland is presenting his quintet at the Mount Hood Jazz Festival with Herbaceous, a piece written for Herbie Hancock. Chris Potter is featured on soprano saxophone. Let's play. Thank you. Chris Potter on soprano saxophone, Robin Eubanks trombone, Steve Nelson vibes, Dave Holland bass, and Billy Kilson at the drums. That great group is an early incarnation of the Dave Holland Quintet from the 1998 Mount Hood Festival of Jazz. Between Oregon and our stop in Havana, here's Memphis-born pianist Harold Mayburn.
I'd like to do a solo piece that was written by the late, great Bobby Timmons, who was really a wonderful human being, dear friend, great musician. I can't say enough about him. And this is one of his compositions entitled Dat Dare. Thank you. Thank you so much.
From June 9th, 1984, Harold Mayburn plays Dat Dare, written by Bobby Timmons, in the Market at Citicorp Center in New York. This is Playdate. I'm Matt Wilson. Touchdown, the old airport at Havana, Cuba, in December 1998. Jazz sets Duke Marcos and Becca Pulliam are teaming up with Alfredo Cruz and field producer Carolina Sanchez. It's a special trip. They take to the streets, and this is what they hear. This session sparks up outside, in the world-famous artsy alley, Callejón de Amel. The sun is shining and the colors are brilliant. Rumba Moreno, a seven-woman percussion group, welcomes American Steve Turre on conch shells. Yes, folks, conch shells. Thank you.
suspiro, te lo digo.
Todo el mundo cantando a coro.
The Jazz Set Team's next stop is indoors, in the living room of Raul Castro. Yes, as in Fidel's brother. Some percussion groups go a cappella. This is the six-man group, Vocal Sampling. Duke Marcos has brought a portable recorder, and Raul's son is behind the console, engineering the recording. And we just happened to have Duke Marcos here. What was that like that day in Havana?
Well, we were off to record Vocal Sampling, and we were in a little caravan, and we had no idea where we were going. And in fact, we ended up going in circles. We finally arrived at this house, and we also noticed there were guard towers in this suburban neighborhood. And it became evident with pictures on the wall that we were in somebody's house that was important. It was Raul Castro's house. Our producer, Carolina, deduced that we were in this house, and we learned that Raul's son was the engineer for Vocal Sampling.
What the Jazz Set Team has done to bring you great music throughout the years. Outdoors at the Havana Jazz Festival, for three consecutive nights, Americans are teaming up with Cubans on a small makeshift stage behind a neighborhood center. Just like his predecessor, Dizzy Gillespie, trumpeter Roy Hargrove has fused Afro-Cuban styles in the most grooving way possible. Roy Hargrove playing Lee Morgan's Sidewinder in Havana. See the full lineup and hear the whole tune on the web at wbgo.org/playdate. Next, we're back indoors for a special intimate performance by pianist Frank Emilio Flynn. Producer Becca Pulliam was there and recalls the evening.
We were invited by the festival to come as journalists. And when we got into the club, we realized that Bruce Lundvall from Blue Note Records was there. And Al Pryor, who used to work at WBGO, was there. And even Chucho Valdez was there. And this was a small room, very smoky with cigar smoke. And great music on a beat-up piano. Thank you.
Playdate has more Cuban adventures on the web at wbgo.org/playdate. Coming up, Larry Coryell, Branford Marsalis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band. This is Playdate. I'm Matt Wilson.
Playdate is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, which has cited Jazz 88 as a major impact institution for arts in the Garden State. WBGO thanks the council for its continued support and the members of WBGO.
In 1996, before hosting Jazz Set, vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater was living in France and making highly anticipated stateside appearances. From a performance at the Kennedy Center, here's Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Well, he played his act with Blakey and Matt. He played some funk with Dizzy and Monk. And Bob was the first to give us the news that this guy could swing and play him some blues. He's got that super funky sound and he can really get down. What is his name? Filthy McNasty. You never get bored when he runs a chord. When he plays a lick, it always is slick. My Davis was one to give him a shot. He surely did burn, the music was hot. He's got that super funky sound and he can really get down. What is his name? Filthy McNasty. But let them bump, but let them hit up, but let them bump, but let them let them bump, but let them hit up. I didn't do it, but let them, but you didn't do it, but let them 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 do it.
He's playing a kind of one that makes you kind of think of feel Charlie Parker.
What is his name? Filthy McNasty. You never get bored when he runs a chord. When he plays a lick, it always is slick. My Davis was one to give him a shot. They surely did burn. The music was hot. He's got that super funky sound and he can really get down. What is his name? Filthy McNasty. Now Filthy can play. He's leading the way. Now all of you guys be wise to what he's got to say. He got it with him. I got it with him. Yeah!
Thank you. Jazz, Hein van der Gein, Dede, Andre Ciccarelli. Thank you so much.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, in from Paris at the Kennedy Center in 1996. Later, we'll hear from Jazz Set's first host, saxophonist Branford Marsalis. But now, another tenor master from an earlier generation, the late, great Frank Wess. He's featured with the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band on an all-Leonard Bernstein program. Musical director John Faddis introduces the next selection.
We'd like to now feature Mr. Frank Wess. And this is a beautiful ballad, and it's entitled, Lucky to Be Me.
From Carnegie Hall on November 13, 1997, Lucky to Be Me by Leonard Bernstein, arranged by Michael Abeni.
Mr. Frank West, ladies and gentlemen.
All names and more music at wbgo.org/playdate. I'm Matt Wilson. On the morning of April 26, 1984, the world lost one of the greatest jazz icons, William Count Basie. That evening, guitarist Larry Coryell performed at the Village Vanguard in New York City. Here, Coryell dedicates the standard Body and Soul to Count Basie. Coryell is soon joined by Albert Daly piano, George Mraz bass, and Billy Hart at the drums. Coryell dedicates body and soul to the late Count Basie at the Village Vanguard in April 1984. The full audio for this is on the web, exclusively at wbgo.org/playdate.
This next song is written by Kenny Kirkland. It's entitled Mr. J.C.
Closing out this playdate and capping off this eight-part series, we're at the 1998 Panasonic Village Jazz Festival. And Branford Marsalis is on the bandstand in Washington Square Park. Bassist Eric Rivas and drummer Jeff Tane Watts round out the quartet.
Thank you.
That's a wrap. Thanks for joining me for a playdate with the WBGO Archive. Stream all the playdates on the web and explore extras, including photos and music we couldn't fit on the air. I've had a great time hosting Playdate with producer Alexander Arif, and we would love to read your comments online and in your posts and tweets. Tweet us at PlaydateWBGO. Playdate comes from the WBGO Archive, preserved in part with funding from the Grammy Foundation. Archivist Eugene Cha. Playdate is produced by Alexander Arif with Becca Pulliam and Duke Marcos. Executive producer is Josh Jackson. The Playdate theme was composed by me and performed with Kirk Konefke on the cornet. I'm Matt Wilson. Play on and play out.
Playdate is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, which has cited Jazz 88 as a major impact institution for arts in the Garden State. WBGO thanks the council for its continued support, and the members of WBGO.